Yesterday's blast occurred at the We Energies coal-fired plant in Oak Creek. A contractor was installing scaffolding in preparation for repairs to a tall metal silo that captures coal dust. But something ignited the dust. Tom Rosendich is an assistant fire chief of Oak Creek. He says many things could have touched off the explosion.
You know, you could move the keys in your pocket to a spark of some sort and ignite it. And that's what we're here to investigate to find out.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration is also probing the blast. The U.S. Chemical Safety Board says dust explosions at industrial sites are not that unusual. Board spokesman Daniel Horowitz says his panel recently documented 300 such cases, including about 25 involving coal dust. He says industrial dust should not be confused with the household version.
These dusts, which are dusts of flour and sugar and coal and many plastics and chemicals, can explode. They're basically a powdered form of fuel. Because they're powder, they can mix well with air and burn with a lot of energy.
Horowitz says Congress has been looking at additional regulation of industrial dust. In the meantime, he says his board recommends reducing the accumulation of dust on industrial equipment and developing better training for workers who are around the dust. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.